Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Amanya ne doboozi.
By name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Wamo ne musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
No musumba Bible.
The Bible reader Teacher Jacob.
Tubagala nnyo mwena.
We love you all.
Mulinyera mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Mwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Tusinzira mbuweereza buno.
We bless in this ministry.
Obwo kumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Of the full knowledge of God.
Ate okwongera okutuusaako.
To move rich unto you.
Eteekateeka za Katonda ez'omutindo.
These standard strategies.
Ezokutukirizo kuitwa kwa za subizi sizonna.
The villain is worldwide promised call.
Kusimbudo mwaka kuno 2022.
Move this year 2022.
Okusindira mugwange lya Uganda.
Basic the nation Uganda.
Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus mind.
Tuchi agena mash.
We are still moving on.
Atukomekereza.
As we conclude.
Etekateka ya Katonda eyo mutindo eyo mukaga.
The sixth standard strategy of God.
Ezokutukirizo kuitwa kwa za subizi sizonna.
The villain is worldwide promised call.
Erange etekateka ene manyikidwanga.
And this strategy is known as
abakunguzi b'emyoyo,
the harvesters of spirits,
okujija munsi,
to take them from this earth,
okujija yo muguru,
take them back to heaven,
atuziwonya gena ninyanja yo
muguru, as we see them from hell and the lake of fire.
Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus man.
Iranga bano bakolera wansi wa government za Katonda ezo muguru ebiri kunsi.
And these work under the two God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus man.
Iranga government yesuka.
And the first government,
ye government ya Katonda eyo muguru kunsi.
It is God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Ino vunanyizibwa.
It has a responsibility.
Okulabanga ebi ebikolebwa muguru.
To see that things done in heaven.
Bikolebwa kunsi.
Are done on earth.
Ero okulabanga okutesa kweguru.
And to see that the council of heaven.
Kunyizibwa kunsi.
Established on the earth.
Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Iranga muchisera chinero.
And in this time on.
Tucharaba department eyo tuchagena maso nokulambufunzi.
We are still moving to see in the summary.
Department yo munana.
The eight departments.
Nzikura government ya Katonda yo muguru
kunsi. Make up God's heavenly government of the earth.
Iranga tuli ku department yo mukaga.
We are on the sixth department.
Department yaba kabona abayigiriza.
Department of the teaching priests.
Mukanisa ya Katonda entukufu kunsi.
In the holy church of God on the earth.
Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Iranga muchisera chinenu.
And in this time on.
Kwatandisa okulaba.
We began to see.
Division omusambu.
The seven divisions.
Ezo izwa bwabakabona abayigiriza.
Of responsibilities of the teaching priests.
A division yomusambu.
The seven divisions.
Ezovunaizwa bwabakabona abayigiriza.
Responsibilities of teaching priests.
Mukubikura okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
In revealing the full knowledge of God.
Bwebujjuvu bwa Katonda.
That is the fullness of God.
Okubikura okubeerawo kwa Katonda.
To reveal the presence of God.
Kitiibwa kya Katonda.
That is the glory of God.
N'okubikura emirimu gy'emikono gye.
Even to reveal the works of his hands.
Muguri yonna eririwo.
The entire heavens which is.
Nesi.
Even the earth.
Awamu ne muguri yonna erijja.
Even the entire new heavens.
Nesi.
And the new earth.
Yesu yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Eranga twasobodde okutandikako division bbiri.
Able to begin on the two divisions.
Tugenda maso zikuwako mbufuzi.
To give them to you in the summary.
Twasobodde okulaba division esoka.
You are able to see the first division.
Yovunaizwa bwabakabona abayigiriza.
Responsibility of the teaching priests.
Ngababikura okubera okwa Katonda kitafu.
As the revealed presence of God the Father.
Katonda chigambo gotumanyinga omwana Yesu Kristo.
God the word we know as the Son Jesus Christ.
Awamo ne Katonda omoyo mutukufu.
Even God the Holy Spirit.
Gotumanyinga omoyo wa mukama.
We know as Spirit of the Lord.
Obo omoyo wa Kristo.
God the Spirit of Christ.
Obo omoyo wa Katonda.
God the Spirit of God.
Yesu yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus man.
Erange bisinga byonna bitwamanya.
In more of that we knew.
Twabisinziza nnyo mu lubereberye sura esooka.
We based in the Genesis chapter 1.
Onyurabiri mu mukama.
Verse 26.
Katonda chitafu.
God the Father.
Weyayogera ne Katonda chigambo.
When he spoke with God the Word.
Mutumanyinga omwana Yesu Kristo.
Who we know as the Son Jesus Christ.
Wamu ne Katonda omoyo mutukufu.
Even God the Holy Spirit.
Mutumanyinga omoyo wa mukama.
Who we know as Spirit of the Lord.
Agama tukore omuntu muchifananyi chafu.
And he said let's make man in our image.
Era ne mungeri yafu.
And our likeness.
Okutegeza.
To meaning.
Nti Katonda chitafu.
That God the Father.
Wamu ne Katonda chigambo.
Together with God the Word.
Mutumanyinga omwana Yesu Kristo.
Who we know as the Son Jesus Christ.
Awamu ne Katonda omoyo mutukufu.
Even God the Holy Spirit.
Mutumanyinga omoyo wa mukama.
Who we know as Spirit of the Lord.
Bafanaganira
dala. They are alike.
Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus man.
Eranga bebajuwa basatu abo muguru.
They are the three witnesses of heaven.
Nga ebaruwa ya Yokane soke suli okutana.
As 1 John chapter 5.
Onyulo musambwe rugamba.
Verse 7 says.
Bible ya King James Version.
The King James Version.
Abagamba nti waliwo abajuwa basatu muguru.
They say there are three witnesses in heaven.
Okuli chitafe.
Whether is the Father.
Okuli chigambo.
The Word.
wetumanyinga omwana
we know as the son
ate no moyo omutukufu
even the holy spirit
eranga basatu bakanya
mu and the three agree in one
kubanga bava mu
because they came from one
no moyo nga yekitafu
and that one is the father
wetusome nyo mbefese suri yo kunyo omukaka
because in Ephesians 4 verse 6
kikatondomo
that one god
kitawe wabonna
father of all
ali waguru wabonna
is above all
aita mbyonna
he passed through all
era akolera mbyonna
and he works through all
yesu yebazibwe nyo
praise jesus man
era nebyandu kwebirala binji bitwalaba
many other scriptures we saw
muri matayi suri
It's Matthew 28, verses
19.
When we make all nation disciples,
baptize
them in the name of Father,
Umwana,
the Son,
no
and the Holy Spirit, to prove their existence.
So,
many other scriptures we saw, passing in the summer, there are many other scriptures showing the presence of God the Father, God the Word,
we
know as the Son Jesus, even God with the Holy Spirit we know a spirit of the Lord so when we finished there we saw the second division responsibility of the teaching priests as they revealed to us where God the Father God the Word, we know as the Son Jesus Christ, even God the Holy Spirit we know a spirit of the Lord
entandikwa
where they are called the beginning and the end
waitwa ukusoka
the first
era oluva nyuma
and the last
waitwa entandikwa
they are called the beginning and the end
obachitumanyinga alpha
and the alpha and the omega
okuvira dala eri waguruwe kuulyo na
right from above all the heavens
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Itwasobodde okutegeera.
We were able to understand.
Wakatonda jaitibwa bwatu.
Where God is called like that.
Kubanga twaulira.
Because we heard.
Imukubyawandikibwa.
One of the scriptures.
Mulubereberye esura eliyesoka
ondulisoka. Genesis 1 verse 1.
Kikulubereberye.
That in the beginning.
Katonda yatonde gunesi.
God created heaven and earth.
Itutegeera nti.
And we understood that.
Yebaita kulubereberye.
Where they called the beginning.
Katonda jasinzira nga atonde gunesi.
Where God based as created heaven and earth. It means if you want to go back to the beginning,
you
have to pass through beyond the heavens and earth which are today. One of what took us to scriptures like Ephesians 4, verse 9 to 10. When he ascended, passed through all the heavens.
And
when he passed through all the heavens, we go back to the beginning. And at the end,
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Katonda jaitibwa.
Where God is called.
Nabe twalaba mu Isaiah sura 12.
As we said Isaiah 12.
Onyolwa Isaiah sura na
Isaiah 48. 48 verse 12. God the Father said, He is the first and the last. He's the Alpha and the Omega.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And the beginning and the end. The same the Lord Jesus told us all. In Revelation chapter 1 and the verse 8. Even the verse 11. To reach the verse 14.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Understood the Holy Spirit who was there in the beginning. And them at the beginning. Understood the 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and the verse 17. Our Lord is the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So we are able to see the Spirit. Genesis 1 verse 1 to 2. And He too was there at the beginning. Many things we are able to see in that
session.
And we left as we introduced.
Division eyokusatu
the third division
eyobunanzibwa bwabakabona abayigiriza
of responsibilities of the teaching priests
wenyini wano
right here
wenjagala tutandikire
where I want us to begin
tulifena
we together
we wow
tumla mchitabu cho tulifena
look in your book are we together
so tweyongerayo
so we move on
ne division eyokusatu
with the third division
eyobunanzibwa bwabakabona abayigiriza
of responsibility of the teaching priests yes. Jacob tells us how was it called?
Division nene yokusatu.
The third division
yabadde gamba.
Was saying
ntiwa
that where
Katonda Kitaffe
God the Father
Katonda Kigambo
God the Word
amanyikiddwa ngo omwana
known as the Son
era ne Katonda omwoyo omutukufu
God the Holy Spirit
amanyikiddwa ngo omwoyo wa Kristo
known as Spirit of Christ
jayitibwa
where they are called
nti
obutagwaawo, the everlasting. Where is called the everlasting God. Yes. You wrote it down well. Because we usually hear it being spoken of much. That the everlasting God. But where?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We were told that beyond above all the heavens and beyond the beginning, even the end, to reach in the everlasting, beyond above all the heavens, even beyond the beginning and the end, to reach in the everlasting.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
That was about
we are able to begin read very well. According to Psalms chapter 19, verses 1, even verse 2. And he says like this.
Zaburi, esule ye chenda, noru nyiri olisoka.
Psalms chapter 90, verse 1.
Mukama. Lord,
you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Verse
2. Eranga tunnabumba nsi n'ebintu okuva mu mirembe gyonna okutuuka mu mirembe gyonna gwe Katonda.
Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When you read Psalms 90 and the verse 1,
agamba,
he says, Lord, you are our dwelling place in all generations.
And
the verse 2, he says, before mountains were brought forth, yes,
and
before you formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. These Psalms explains words like this. When it says, before you formed the mountain, you brought forth the mountains,
he
says, before creation happened, has taken us back to the beginning, above all the heavens, and then you appear to reach in the everlasting. Those words are in the verse 2. Yes.
Before
you brought forth the mountains, before you formed the earth with the world. When he said before you formed those, before you brought forth the earth and the world in it, in the mountains in there, before you formed there, means we go back above the heavens before he created heaven and earth. Have you understood me well? When we reach above the heavens, understood we've gone back to the beginning, and the beginning and the end. And when we go beyond there, at the beginning and the end, we go in the everlasting. That's why in that verse he said, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
You
began to understand the everlasting of God where it is. And there, is where he called the everlasting life. That's where it springs from. In the everlasting of God. I think you can understand the God you worship. When he
said,
I'm going to give you everlasting life, upon which you base to have proof,
still
is the everlasting God. That so I will ascend through all the heavens, and I reach at the beginning and the end, before creation happened. Though I pass the beginning and the end, I will enter in him in the everlasting. It means I have proof that he can give me everlasting life. Himself is the everlasting God. God who is everlasting eternal.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let me hope we are together. Now go to the words. We know as the Son Jesus Christ. When he spoke in the John 1 verse 1. The words spoken about him in the John 1:1. He moves to prove them. That though he told us that they were right at the beginning, it's where they appeared. But it is more than there. After he told us they came from the everlasting, beyond the beginning. Let's first read John 1 verse 1, we see. John chapter 1 verses 1.
Kuluberebelie waliwo kigambo. Kigambo naba wali katonda. Kigambo naba katonda.
In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Verse 2.
Oyo yaliwo kuluberebelie awali katonda.
The same was in the beginning with God. Yes.
Olaba gamba.
You see, he said,
"Ndikuluberebelie waliwo kigambo."
In the beginning was the word. And the word is with God. And the word is God. He was there at the beginning. Yes. There. Where he's going to explain us, he tells us. Before we appeared at the beginning above the heavens, we came from the everlasting. Yes. Have you joined up well? Have you understood me well? Yes.
Katonda chigambo.
God the word.
Mungere sura ya munana.
The Proverbs chapter 8. Verse 22.
Ayogera mukamwa ka kabaka Solomon.
It's through the mouth of the King Solomon.
Ngatulaga.
And he shows us.
Kibatandika ne chitafe eri mubuta
gwawate. Began with the Father right in the everlasting.
Mubuta gwaweri
nga everlasting beyond.
Osuka wagurwe guri yona.
Beyond above all the heavens.
Nogena kuntandikwa ne nkube.
Go at the beginning and the end.
Webaitibwa entandikwa ne nkube.
Where we are called the beginning and the end. You go beyond there. You go in the everlasting.
You are
called the everlasting God.
He has not beginning. He has not end.
You pass through when you reach there. He sells the beginning and the end. He never ends. Yes. That's the God we worship. God can give us everything and we are on the sure deal. That of goodness. If he's the everlasting God,
he
can give eternal life. All the rest he can give us the good things.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's read we hear. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 22.
Mukama yali nange kubolye we lyasokera. Ngere sule yo munana n'olunyiriri olwabiri mwebiri.
Proverbs chapter 8 verse 22.
Mukama yali nange ekubolye we lyasokera. Okusoka emirimu gyejedda.
The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. Yes. You know Proverbs chapter 8, verse 22. God the word. We know as the Son Jesus Christ.
Spoken
in the verse 22, he said that the Lord possessed me. The beginning of his way. You know God, they can tell you.
Now,
God, he began from where to appear. The way of God, because we are in the everlasting. Yes.
We
began from the everlasting. Yes. We saw him at the beginning. Now God is the word. He
knows
the Son Jesus Christ. He was with him there. Where the way of God began in the everlasting. Means when we reach there, we say we've gone to everlasting. Means that's not where he came from and where he is. He's just, there's nowhere he goes. There we've reached the everlasting. That's where his way began.
You
see, every person where they have where they pass to manifest. You repeat me that verse. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 22.
Mukama yali nange ekubolye we lyasokera. Okusoka emirimu gyejedda.
The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. Yes.
emirimu gyegyedda teginnabana kukolebwako
churches before the his works of old
kubanga tumanyi bwe yali agikola
did them at the beginning
nga olubereberye tulunatandikawo
before the beginning he had begun
bali bonna eri mbuta
they were together in the everlasting
katika tunda kigambo
now God the word
tumanyi ngo mwana Yesu
the son Jesus Christ
wetu tutendereza
muri when we praise him
vakuna kana kebasada ku Christmas
son born on the Christmas day the baby
ngabiri muta
on the 25th
kabya kabya
make the child bride the one we speak about
okuza mbuta gwa
right from the everlasting he was there
si isa masia
it's not isa masia no
gutuogerako
when we speak of my God I wonder you brethren Catholics and the religious people what you worship do not understand it.
Our
brethren is the Muslims. That is Isa.
Isa bin Maryam.
Isa bin Maryam.
They call him
Isa bin Maryam. Son of Mary. Son of Mary.
Mwe.
You.
You
understand on the day of judgment if you don't understand it now.
Ntimuina gwe mwali mumanyira.
That is one you were familiarizing you never knew of well.
Nemuogera ke byaswanka baswanka.
Talk about him things not right.
Yabavunana da.
I chose you before.
Mu Isaiah na munana.
In the Isaiah 48.
Nyorusoka pakuru
kusasa. Verses 1 to 3.
Ntimuogera
ko. But you speak about him.
Esimbutuke.
But not in righteousness.
Tusimumazima.
Neither in the truth. And then you say
that,
and the angel of the Lord came blew in the nakedness of Mary that Isa was born.
Those
foolish things. When you speak of you know him. But we thank the Lord. We believe his name.
He
gave us power become children of God. He gave us. We prove it.
Yeshua
is given it to us. That's why I pray all you hear
him. Try
to believe Jesus. You know you believe the Father.
We were.
You
believed God the Father.
But
they were together in the everlasting.
Let's read
verse
23.
Proverbs chapter
8, verse 23.
I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, before the earth was. Yes. The steps of us being together. Who is God the Father?
Right from the
everlasting, they are together. Yes. Even at the beginning, they are right together. Above the heavens, they are there. Before creation happened. Yes. This fullness of God,
it
revealeth his glory.
If you see
the works of his hands.
Yeah.
When I praise Jesus, I praise Jesus. You praise him above him.
You
praise him above to the everlasting. There are King David.
He does
for God, his garments fell off him.
He is
everlasting no more here.
And
he had read of him in the Psalms 90. He tells you, he's of the everlasting. Yes. Those who don't know who Jesus is, this is the son of Mary. Oh, man. That's why you see,
you
cannot tell me, call me in that program of who perverted. I tell you, you are of all errors. All of you.
We
all in Adam, we errors. You come, Christ, we get back to track. That we go into those debates.
You
bring with the Catholic who knows nothing.
Protestant.
A Protestant. You bring an Adventist. A Muslim, you don't dare even try. Because
nothing
we argue which is meaningful with them. God still in the east. Where you will look to worship that God. This one is the Evangelist. I can't have no time to argue with a God in one direction. Why do sweat in vain like that? It's like to go. The athletics of children of years, you compete with them. Why go compete with a 2-year-old child? Me to technically compete with a Muslim who perverted. You've taken me in a competition of children of 2 years. We run with them. We compete with, for a trophy with a 2-year-old child.
I don't
use a spiritual. God only in one direction.
And
if you don't look there, you don't worship him. No.
It means
Satan always attack us past, in the east,
west,
even the west and the south, that God where he is not. That God, you cannot trust him. He's in one direction. All the other directions, Satan is the one there.
Baba, some the wizards
should not even speak. Wizards, they should not dare even speak. Because to find you in a town fighting with a mad person, it surprises. A wizard is a typical mad person. Even what they tell you, you see a typical mad person. A person to tell you the weary winds of our forefathers which dry our clothing.
Adam,
first man, before were winds of his descendants, his clothing is dried with what? I tell you, here, some people are mad. A wizard is a typical mad. Does not think that where winds of your forefathers drying his cloth, you ask
Adam,
the first man, which where wind dried his cloth, but you are not descendants of him who died before him.
And
Adam, he worshipped what? Demons of which forefathers? Which one? When is the first man?
You are so mad,
you can't even understand it until you get saved.
We
is this true salvation?
You
understand we came from Adam. Yes. And
Eve,
they worshipped what? That madness. Don't bring them, that we compete with them in debates. That we debate who worships the true God. You bring a mad person like that?
Is God
where is called everlasting God. Beyond above all the heavens, even beyond the beginning, to enter in the everlasting. That is the God we speak of, the Father, together with his word and his Holy Spirit. Because God, the word has told us, let's go back in the Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 23. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, before the earth was. Verse 24.
Esule zijjudde amazzi nga tezinnabaawo.
When there were no depth, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. Yes. You know he was brought forth before the mountains. He said before the depth was there. You know the depth? It's in the Genesis 1. Verses 1 and 2. The Holy Spirit brought the depth of the waters. Before the depth was,
Jesus
was there and manifested from the Father. Now you celebrate him on 25th
December.
That is yours.
Therefore,
you who want to eat food, I do not see what you celebrate more than food on the day of 25th. Food, meat, even those who divorce, they divorce. Drinking alcohol, you getting foolish.
Kwenda.
Committing a morality that on the day of the Lord, look at both their heads. Someone says insulting them now. the honorable is there. One who came to sanctify us is the day you fornicate. The day you drink alcohol. Condoms are thrown in the street in the villages. That is foolishness. And to familiarizing. Because it's not the day he was born.
Yes,
just the day of the Romans. The day they worship their Satan on that day. But they exchanged it to be the day of Jesus.
If
you conceived in the month of June, on the December he was born, that is how many months? 6 months? Possible. It's not a real day. If you decide to celebrate right food, you eat your food. When it reaches, just remember, our Lord understands what happens. But not the day that is sacred. No. The other is our Lord Jesus, God in the world. He's ancient. From the everlasting, you pass through this earth, you pass through the entire heavens. Four heavens, you pass through them. You go above all the heavens. You reach the beginning and the end. You pass through there. You got the everlasting of God. That's where he was with the Father. Let's read the verse 25. Proverbs chapter 8, verse
25.
Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was, I brought forth. Verse
26.
While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the first of the dust of the world. Verse
27.
When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle upon the face of the deep. Verse
28.
When he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep. Verse
29.
When he gave to the sea his decree that the waters should not pass his command, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, yes, God the Word,
we
know as the Son Jesus Christ, he was together with the Father in the everlasting. Beyond above all the heavens, beyond before creation happened, at the beginning and the end, and then you enter the everlasting. And they are together. Now you think, him, God, the Spirit was not there. Who knows the things of God? Except the Spirit of God who is in him. They were together in the everlasting and is the one who revealed us these things. Now who told this to us? Was it Prophet Isaiah? Where did he know them from? He was in the everlasting. He is one who revealed them to us. For he says, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 to 11, they had never entered the heart, you can never think of them. You've never heard of them. Yes. Yes, you had never seen them. But he prepared for those who love him. Who prepared? Seek in the book of the Lord, the Spirit gathered all. Who is the one who was there? He was there.
He was
in the everlasting, the three of them were there.
Aya.
And you understood the God you praise. They tell you, jump for the Father. Jump for Jesus. And you are just joking. Now you reach to praise him well. The teaching priest, when they reveal us is everlasting every day. Let's read here. First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9.
Naye nga bwe kyawandiikibwa nti eriiso bwe litalabangako n'okutumya kutawuliranga n'ebitayingiranga mu mutima gwa muntu byonna Katonda bye yategekera abamwagala.
But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Verse 10.
Naye ffe Katonda yatubibikkulira ku bw'omwoyo kubanga omwoyo anoonya byonna era n'ebyobuzibu ebya Katonda.
But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Verse 11.
Kubanga muntu ki ategeera eby'omuntu wabula omwoyo gw'omuntu oguli mu ye, era bwe kityo n'ebya Katonda siwali abitegeera.
For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of a man which is in him? Even for the things of God knows no man but the spirit of God. Yes. You know, when you read 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, what eye has not seen, the ears have not heard, that never entered in the hearts, God prepared for those who love him. He prepared them where? In the book, the Bible. That as he prepared them, he passed through the Holy Spirit. For he
asked,
we have revealed them by the Spirit.
For
the Spirit searches all, even the deep things of God.
In
the
depths,
the everlasting. That as it is, when you read the verse 11, no one knows the things of a man except the spirit of a man within him. Even thus, the spirit of God in him, from the everlasting, what knew them and revealed them to us. Because still, prophets never spoke what they wanted. But they spoke what came from God, as were led by the Holy Spirit. Why were they led by him? They reached to reveal us to the everlasting. For he, the Holy Spirit, was the one there.
Yes. He's
together with God the Father.
God,
the word, the Son, Jesus. They are there. Amen. Amazing
this
man. Let us read.
Petero ekyokubiri, esura esooka n'olunyiriri olw'19.
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19.
Era ekisinga obunywevu tulina ekigambo eky'obunnabbi. Mukola bulungi okukiraba ekyo ng'ettabaazi yakira mu kifo ky'ekizikiza. Okutuusa obudde bwe bulikya, emunyeenyekesa obudde n'eyaka mu mitima gyammwe.
We have also a more sure word of prophecy, to which you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arises in your hearts.
Verse 20. Nga mumaze okutegeera kino nti buli kigambo eky'obunnabbi ekyawandiikibwa tekinnyonnyolwa mu magezi ag'obuntu.
Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of one's own interpretation.
Abiri mu lumu.
Verse 21.
Kubanga siwali kigambo kya bunnabbi ekyali kireeteddwa mu kwagala kw'abantu, naye abantu baayogeranga ebyava eri Katonda nga bakulembeddwa omwoyo omutukuvu.
For the prophecy came not in all time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Yes.
Ejisingo obunywevu.
What is more sure?
We need kigambo ky'obunabi.
We have word of prophecy.
Okola bulungi okukira bangettabazi yaka mu kisisa.
We will see it as a light that shines in darkness.
Okutuuka emunyeenyeeka.
Till the day star rises.
Bweguluka n'emulisa
emitima gyaffe. Rises into our hearts.
Galero.
As today.
Tengatusoso okutegeera.
Have you understood?
Ebyawandiikwa tebinyonyola kukoma kw'oyo eyabyogera.
Don't explain the man's own interpretation. Yes.
Kubanga.
Because.
Bannabbi tebayogera bye baayagala.
Prophets never spoke what they wanted.
Naye baayogera.
But they spoke.
Ebivudde eri Katonda.
What came from God.
Katonda kitaffe.
That is God the Father.
Wamu ne Katonda kigambo.
Even God the Spirit.
Tumanyinga omwana.
Even God the word we know as the Son.
Nabakulembedwa omwoyo mutukuvu.
As we are led by the Holy Spirit.
Kubanga.
Because.
Mu Yokane sura 16.
In John chapter 16.
Ure 12.
Verse 12. Up to 15.
Ururuandi
ikawo. That write it down.
Ujarushuma.
You will read it.
Omwoyo tayogera byayagala.
Spirit never speak what he wants.
Yogeranga byawulire.
Spoke what he heard of the Father.
No mwana.
Even the Son. And he told us.
Era yabikula byonna.
The one who revealed all.
Katonda abe eri mutagwa weri.
God is in the everlasting.
Eje twali.
That is where we were. Yes.
Oyo.
Him.
Na abikunganya mu kitabo kya Mukama.
Gathered them in the book of the Lord.
Tugambi watusomeyo.
And we were told to read there.
Tukuli bula chinne wacho.
That will lack its mate.
Kama 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 kekara.
The mouth of the Lord commanded.
Moyo na kunganya.
The spirit governed. All things to the everlasting.
Lugendo tamulo lugendo regunda mule mu Bible.
Heavenly journey moved the Bible.
Buri chimu checha wandikwa tulinotuka chechegamba.
Everything written we have to reach where it is.
Yes. Chigamba wa. Obulamu wecha wandikwa.
The life of the scripture.
Burwata mulo.
That is what we move. In the heavenly journey.
Okwira mu ntambule zo.
Pass it through spiritual transport.
Safa mushumba.
You did die?
Ah.
Amazing.
Read
me Isaiah 34.
Isaiah sura ya 34 n'olunyiriri olw'16.
Isaiah chapter 34 verse 16.
Munonye mu kitabo kya Mukama musome. Tekulibula kwebyo na kimu. Tewaliba ekiribulwa kinnaakyo. Kubanga akamwa kange ke kalagidde. N'omwoyo gwe gubikunganyiza.
Seek you from out of the book of the Lord and read. Not one of these shall fail. None shall lack her mate, for my mouth has commanded it, and his spirit has gathered them. Yes. The one who spoke here is God the Word. Isaiah 34:16.
Seek
in the book of the Lord, of the Lord God the Father, and read. He said for his mouth, it's what commanded. It's what commanded. His spirit gathered. Verse 17
says,
put a line for them that this ends here and this moves on ahead there.
And
this is its slot. This one goes with this one.
Have
a line show this picture. This scripture moves you to the other extreme. Now the scripture will speak to the everlasting. And then their measuring line moves to the everlasting. When I read them here, I see them. You too, you see them. You began to see them. Yes. Read me verse 17. Isaiah chapter 34, verse
17.
And he has cast the lot for them, and his hand has divided it unto them by measure, they shall possess it forever. From generation to generation shall they dwell in it. Yes. Scriptures he made lots for them.
He
said, this scripture will go with this one. And they bring out the meaning. And he made a line for them.
That
this speak to end on the earth.
This
explain into the heaven. This reaches above all the heavens. This speak at the beginning. This speak beyond the beginning. Speaks in the everlasting. Those are the scriptures. They are living. And when we went in the heavenly journey, moved to the Bible for 7 years. From year 2005 to 2011, in the spiritual transport, where there is the vision, the dreams, the trance,
Azotus,
Urim, Famim. We moved life of the Bible. The life of the Bible.
What
it speaks of, where is it and how is it? You think, how would I have understood? I would have searched to research about these things to understand. No. It's impossible. There is a scripture you read it to the Lord. But you can finish its meaning today.
This
in Micah, he says, will it be spoken Israel?
But
the spirit of the Lord is limited.
It's
never restricted to the everlasting. He's not restricted. Now I've brought its measuring line where it ends. When they say, will it be spoken, spirit of the Lord is restricted? It's never limited up to the everlasting.
Yes.
Right there, he too is the everlasting. The measuring line that scripture finished it today. Amen. Well, in the name of the Lord. You first read it for me.
Mika esure yokubiri n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Micah chapter 2 verse 7.
Kiriogerwa gwe nyumba ya Yakobo nti omoyo gwa Mukama gufunze bino bye bikolwa bye ebigambo byange tebiwomero yatambula n'obugolokofu.
O you that are named the house of Jacob, is the spirit of the Lord restricted? Are these his doings? Do not my words do good to him that walks uprightly? Yes.
Let
it be spoken on the house of Israel. The spirit of the Lord is restricted. Can you say he ends here? He is the God everlasting.
We
were.
Yes.
There
is a scripture which speaks of him limiting him. And its measuring line ends in his heavens. It's in the Psalms 139 from verse 7 up to 10.
So
where shall we learn from your spirit?
It
ends in the heavens, but this one, it moves to the extreme of him.
Yes.
Now there is a teaching priest, that of the living God, and he too was taught by God. His responsibility to reveal the full knowledge of God, that is the full knowledge of God, in the length, in the breadth, in the length, in the depth, even in the height to the everlasting.
And
when you read Micah 2 verse 7, the spirit of the Lord is not restricted to the everlasting. When you read Psalms 149 verse 7 up to 10, the measure line of the scripture shows he spreads in the earth and it ends in the heavens. This is that which stretches beyond there. Scriptures have life. Have you ever seen it? Let us read, we see.
Psalms 139,
verses 7.
Nagenda wo kuveri omoyo go. Oba naddukira wa maso go.
Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? Verse 8.
Bwenali nyamuguru nga joli. Bwenali obuliri bwange mu magombe laba nga joli.
If I ascend up into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. Verse 9.
Bwenato olebiwa watire byencha. Nentula mu bife byennyanja ebiri ewale nnyo.
If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea. Verse 10.
Newankubadde eyo omukono gwo gunannungamya. N'omukono gwo ogwa ddyo gunankwata.
Even there shall your hand lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. Yes. Where shall I go from your spirit? And where shall I flee from your eyes? When I ascend in the heavens, he is there. In the sea, as under the earth,
Magome.
In hell,
Jari.
He is there.
Nimunangi.
But,
Micah
2 verse 7, it shows the spirit never ends just there in the heavens and earth. He passes there through to the everlasting. He is not limited. And when you had
Revelation,
chapter 19,
the Lord God omnipotent.
Mukama Katonda wa manya gatakoma.
Katonda ataguao.
The omnipotent God.
Katonda wa manya gatakoma.
God omnipotent. Those speaking to the everlasting. They have a measure which is long. If you want to measure up God, they are what you use.
So that those who think
you can measure God.
You get
a line and which line measures everlasting. You measure his length.
No, because
even in breadth.
You
measure the depth. Even the height. There are scriptures. They are the measuring line which can measure the breadth for God. Scriptures. Scriptures. I enjoy myself. Everything I can know where it is. It's a love, a measure line. Everything. You know scriptures also.
It's
all their lies. I pray to you in the name of the Lord. When you speak it, let it heal you. And it heals the hearers. In the name of the Lord Jesus. There will not be a generation except that promise in that which closed all generations. In there God has called us, giving us amazing light. Light marvelous. What is peace
of?
I've never seen it. One who sees it. But we've seen amazing light. Marvelous in our eras. Prophets and the righteous men, they love to hear what we hear. They never heard.
And
told Prophet Daniel,
go,
that will be the last days. Knowledge will increase.
In
the original seasons. My God, who are we? Except to end
saying,
I am a generation promise.
For
you may fail to explain yourself.
That
who I, God, you reveal such great
things
to. You say, I'm a generation promise that you promised.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
omanye Bible yegamba.
You know, Bible says
that
God sits in the everlasting light. Even some never know where it is. When you reach in the everlasting, there is much light. You move from light, you enter in light, you move in darkness, you get from darkness, you move in fire, you get from fire, you go in light. We moved in the everlasting. I came out. Every stubbornness ceased to be in me. I never thought of it. First Timothy chapter 6 verse 16.
Alina obutafa yekka atula mu kutangala okutasemberekeka. Omuntu yenna gwatalabangako so siwali ayinza okumulaba awewenge kitiibwa n'obuyinza nti awewenge kitiibwa n'obuyinza obutaggwaawo. Amina.
Katuve ku lwawaggulu.
Timoseo ekisooka essuula ey'omukaaga n'olunyiri olw'ekkumi n'ennya.
First Timothy chapter 6 from verse 14.
Weekuumenga ekiragira watali bbala awatali kyakunenyezebwa okutuusa ku kulabika kwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
That you keep this commandment without spot, irreproachable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Olunyiri olw'ekkumi n'ettaano.
Verse 15.
Kwaliraga mu ntuuko zaakwo nannyini buyinza yekka atenderezebwa kabaka w'abakabaka era mukama w'abaami.
Who in his time he shall show who is the blessed and only potent, the King of kings, Lord of lords.
Olunyiri kumi n'omukaaga.
Verse 16.
Alina obutafa yekka atuula mu kutangala okutasemberekeka omuntu yenna gw'atalabangako so siwali ayinza okumulaba awewenge kitiibwa n'obuyinza obutaggwaawo. Amina.
Who only has immortality, dwelling in light, which no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen, nor can see, to whom be honor and power, everlasting. Amen. Yes.
Atula mu kutangala okutaggwaawo.
It's in the everlasting light.
Okutangala okutasemberekeka.
Light you cannot approach to.
Yeye kali no butafwa.
He alone is immortality.
Kubanga aliyeri manyi butagwa.
You need everlasting.
Katobera oberanga gwe butagwa.
Everlasting. Do you die?
Tuvula bakatonda bisaka mu Uganda.
That's why God bisaka of Uganda dies. For he is not God.
Mbuzi mbuzi.
That God.
Zinezwa urwako urwageye.
This separated for hell.
I didn't know proof.
I speak with much proof. I wanted to meet him, call himself God. I ask him his everlasting where it is. I need to ask him in the third heaven where he sits.
Though
I ask him four corners of the earth, he does not know what is there. Ask him how rivers move on this world and streams. He does not know that he is God.
There are
people who make others foolish
and they
got foolish to the extreme. Only God with immortality. In light you can't approach. That's why he ended saying in John chapter 17 verse 3 that this is eternal life. If you know him,
and
you know he's Christ, and they themselves are the eternal everlasting life. If you know them, you everlasting life, you have it.
It's
very clear. We've reached in life in the everlasting. This deal is very clear. Let us read. John chapter 17 verse
3.
And this is life eternal, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
He,
yes.
Yamugamba.
He told him.
Yagamba kuga.
He said that this is life eternal. Everlasting life. Everlasting life. Knowing the one true God and the Christ Jesus is
saying.
When you know them,
got
the full knowledge of God and His glory, you
know
that them are the everlasting life,
which goes
beyond above all the heavens, beyond the beginning, to enter the everlasting of God. Every day you read in the Bible and you read many times the everlasting God, yet you may not know it. Have you understood it?
Wait, wow.
Yes. Never depart from the Lord. For this time what is given is the guarantee. Extreme in the evil days, you know Him in the everlasting.
He said,
those who know their gods
will
do exploits. Yes.
We know
our God.
Times
are evil, God is saying,
I want you to create
exploits after you understood me.
Have
marvelous things to do in the midst of the world.
We can gather
powers of God from the everlasting.
We can
pray
that hold
on this earth. We
pass
that holding the stars. We pass it.
The
power holding the heavens in the space. We go in the heavens.
We pass
the power
of the
giving. Give us the power of the everlasting.
And we pause
this earth. We first do what is done. We restore it back. Read me Daniel, we see.
Daniel sura ya 11 orunyiri 11 asatumunya.
Daniel sura ya 11 no runyiri olwasatumunya.
Daniel chapter 11 verse 34.
Daniel sura ya 11 no runyiri olwasatumwebiri.
Daniel chapter 11 verse 32.
Nabo abali kolobobi ingabale kenda gano ali bachamya chamya nokwegonza naye abantu abamanyi katonda wawe bali banamanyi bali kolebyo buzira.
And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall be corrupted by flattery, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and take action. Yes. Say that we'll receive in these days. In Daniel 11, when he commanded the abomination,
sitting
in the holy place, that abomination, it's the demon.
Ghost.
A ghost sitting in the holy place.
That's
called the Holy Ghost.
It's
moved corrupted in the world.
And
those who know their God,
according to
Daniel 11, 32, those who know their God, they shall be given power.
They
put action, they do exploits. They do exploits. Repeat that verse.
Daniel chapter 11,
verse
32.
Nabo
abali kolobobi ingabale kenda gano aliba chamya nokwegonza naye abantu abamanyi katonda wawe bali banamanyi bali kolebyo buzira.
And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flattery, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and take action. Verse 33.
Nabo abali namagezi mu bantu bali yigiriza banje naye kitala n'omuliro n'okusibibwa n'okunyagibwa biri bagwisa ennaku nyingi.
And they that understand among the people shall instruct many, yet they shall fall by the sword and by the flame, by captivity and by plunder many days. 34.
Awo bwe baligwa baliberwa n'okuberwa okutono naye banji abali yegatta nabo n'okwegonza.
Now when they shall fall, They shall be aided with little help, but many shall join to them with flattery. Yes. You know, we have to be careful of these ones. We have been helped. God has helped us. For he says, one without understanding, he has helped him much. He has helped us. But we have to be careful of those who falsely humble. They will know that, okay, full knowledge. Some will come in, they are not ready to change. And they want to corrupt the system. But you both shamefully, you come in the much light. And you come to night dance. That's the problem. How can you wait it stones? It's 4 hours of the day, the sun is out. You come to night dance. Praise Jesus much.
So, yes.
So always, brethren, what we speak of, that of God. God is broad. I wonder, preachers of this generation,
if
you have nothing to preach about,
if
you need to enter into your inner rooms,
that
you seek for what you're going to preach. I wonder. I wonder, those of religions, to reach you have to campaign people and encourage them, go dig their wells and the roads.
And
as if you have no sermons in the Bible to preach to them. To explain more than that. Intervene in the work of the LC chairman. The words to explain, children of God, you say you are the ambassador of God. There are very many.
In this,
I even just limit them.
Bible says
in Isaiah, is the light everlasting. Praise Jesus. Many scriptures speak of him. But before we go there, let's first go back to the John chapter 17 in the verse 1. I want to show you that God the Father, even God the Word, we know the Son Jesus Christ, even the Holy Spirit, because that they all began together in the everlasting, where this is the everlasting life, they all give the everlasting life. Let us read, we say. John chapter 17 from verse 1. John chapter 17 from verse 1.
Yesu yayogera nti Yesu yayogera ebyo nayimusa amasoge mugulu nagamba nti kitange ekiseera kituuse gulumize omwana wo omwana wa kugulumize.
These words spoke Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. Verse
2.
And as you have given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. Verse
3.
And this is life eternal, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Yes. He gave the Son to give eternal life. Yes. They all give everlasting life. That's why even in John, John chapter 6, verse 63,
he said,
the words he said to us, their spirits. For fresh prophets nothing, but the spirit giveth life. Yes. They all give life. Because all, they are ones they call the everlasting.
Yokano ujiwandi suja jisoma.
John, you've written it. You read it.
Wabindi,
there are many scriptures. You cannot join them up now. Have you understood well? But in the summary, the Father, his name you always hear that is called the Everlasting. Even the Son like that. Even the Holy Spirit like that. But because we never knew where it springs from. In the Isaiah chapter 63, verse 16, he's spoken of like this. Isaiah chapter 63, verse 16.
Tone Isirayiri nga tatukiriza gwe ayi mukama gwe kitaffe omunonozi waffe okuva emirembe n'emirembe lyerinnya lyo.
Doubtless you are our father, though Abraham is ignorant of us and Israel acknowledge us not. You, O Lord, are our father, our redeemer. Your name is from everlasting. Yes, right from the everlasting. Again in Isaiah 9 verse 6 and 7, they say a child has been born to us and the son is given. The everlasting king. Let us read with him. See, the son is the everlasting king.
Isaiah chapter 9 verses
6.
Kubanga omwana atuzaliddwa ffe, omwana ow'obulenzi aweereddwa ffe. Ne gavumenti enaabanga ku kibegabega kye, n'erinnya liriyitibwa nti wa kitalo, ateesa ebigambo, Katonda ow'emirembe, kitaffe ataggwaawo. Nti omulangira ow'emirembe.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Yes. He's called the Everlasting God. Yes. Everlasting Father. He too, the Son, is called that. Because
we
began knowing and understanding well that God the Father, and God, the word we know as the Son Jesus, even God, the Holy Spirit, we know as Spirit of the Lord, they are called the Everlasting. Right from beyond all the heavens, above all the heavens, even beyond the beginning and the end, before creation happened, to enter in the everlasting.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But as I told you of, always remember that the heavenly journey moved in the Bible for 7 years, from there 2005 up to 2011, in the series of spiritual transports, where there is the vision, the dreams, the trance, the azotals, urim, and the thummim. That journey was moved through the Bible to prove the life of the Bible, life of the scriptures. What do they speak of? Where is it? Just as I told you yesterday, that journey began on the planet Earth. Because in the First Timothy chapter 6 verse 7, he said, we brought nothing on this world, we shall go back with nothing.
It
means we are all in that journey. And Philippians 3 verse 20, he said, cause our citizenship is in heaven. If he
said
our home is in heaven, it surpasses the heavens which is today. And we go back above all the heavens.
And
we go back at the beginning. Enter the everlasting.
Psalms
90 is where it started telling us
that
God, you are our dwelling place in all generations. We too were in him before. From his fullness, all us we were given later. After manifesting of God the Father, after manifesting of God the Word,
known
as the Son, Jesus Christ, even God the Spirit, coming from God the Father. We too, he was pleased to be gotten from Christ Jesus, the true vine, and we too are branches. I will get chance one day and we come speak of that journey. I cannot fail to quote scriptures, for it is very hard. At least I quote, we have not read them, but we have quoted them. Praise Jesus much. That moment will be. But we shall move on with our first division, where we shall see still God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Jesus Christ, even God the Holy Spirit. We know our Spirit of the Lord, the way they came from God the Father, right from the everlasting, even at the beginning and the end, above all the heavens. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening, for believing, putting in action, and to be ready to spread far. May God bless you that blessing. You worthy of your call. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.